shoot the lights and I curse the dark. I need your love, but I break your heart. And I know the words that'll bring you back, but I don't say nothing as I watch you back. I had to work to be the jerk I've come to be. It ain't easy being me. There ought to be a sideshow act for freaks like me. Yeah, I could be the star of the show with my name on a marquee.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. I'm joined by ladies from Fairfield Memorial Hospital, the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Pain Center. And we've been talking about how things work out there at the Pain Center. And they've been going for about 6 months now. Emily Rush is here along with Aaron Fields and Michelle Ward, all from Fairfield Memorial Hospital. And we kind of got figured out how many shots somebody's going to get at one time, right?
Yes.
That's what I was trying to get at. Some shots last longer than others, don't they? How does that work?
So there are some injections, for example, the epidural injections that we mm-hmm. do. For example, the lumbar epidural and steroid injections. They last between 2 to 3 months is usually what he likes to see.
Uh-huh.
The medial branch blocks, whether they be cervical, thoracic, or lumbar, those we do trial injections, so you'll get two injections.
Okay.
One on one Monday, one the following Monday.
Those are just a trial to see if they work.
Exactly. So we hope that they last for the week. Some of them last a little bit longer.
And if they do, that's when they'll get the heavier duty when the next time, right?
Exactly. Then we set them up for the long term, which is where he burns the nerves there.
I see.
And then that lasts for about a year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So usually he says that normally, depending on the patient, it takes about a year for the nerve to grow back.
Mm-hmm.
So he might have to go back in 8 months to do it again. So that way that patient's not having to have the pain again. So
The technology and developments in this field are just amazing, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. We're both learning so much every day. It's amazing.
Tell me a little bit about the whenever I see pain reduction center, I kind of think, okay, are we talking pills? This has nothing to do with pills, is it?
No, we don't. Well, we don't do medication management, is how we like to say it, as in he doesn't just prescribe medication.
Really?
It is, it's a case-by-case basis. So during the consultation, he will discuss what he will prescribe and what he won't prescribe. It might not be necessarily what you're primary care physician has done in the past. He does have access, or he knows about longer term or long releasing.
This is more of the pain management and pain delivery or reduction system here. Mm-hmm. This seems quite a bit more specific as opposed to what a pill can do.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And longer lasting, and we're hopeful longer lasting. Huh. He does more of the injections along with therapy. He's a huge believer in with physical therapy. He wants the patients to be established, if he orders it that way.
Sure.
He wants the patients to be established, with physical therapy. So that way, after they've done the injections and the medication is working and the patient isn't having their pain, then they're able to actually to participate, where before when patients have called in and they've said therapy isn't working,
right.
Well, this way they'll be able to see if it actually works because they're not having pain.
Yeah. Aaron, now, Fairfield Memorial Hospital, I don't know if we mentioned earlier, how far are the nearest pain centers to us? So we're kind of unique in this area, aren't we?
Absolutely. The next closest ones to us are in Effingham or Evansville, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
So this is definitely a lot closer, especially for those people like hypothetical guy who has this back pain. And it's uncomfortable for him to ride in a car.
Sure.
He's coming, you know, 30 miles as opposed to 90.
Right.
Another big thing that we do differently than some of the other pain clinics around. From my understanding through other patients, our Dr. Bhaskara, not only with the physical therapy, but he does a lot of social service consults.
Really?
So we have Jill Barnfield, who is our licensed clinical social worker. Out.
Jill's been out here on the show
before. At
the clinic,
absolutely. She's wonderful. I'm going to say a good percentage, maybe not half, maybe half, of our patients are referred to her at least. Because what people don't understand is the amount of anxiety, depression,
so it goes hand
turmoil
in hand.
At home, the, things like that with the chronic pain.
The treatments with the chronic pain, you're also trying to help the social side of it also make sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what the comprehensive means with
really?
Us. Yep.
What were we doing before the before you opened the clinic? I mean, just sending people up to Effingham, I guess? Is that what we were having to do, Michelle? Or
I would say, you know, we'd have to refer other places or pretty much, I mean, in rural communities, primary care takes care of things.
Right.
So, I mean, we were doing the primary care thing, but this is more specialized, as you can see, and this is, talking and playing off of what Aaron just said, is we want to get to the root of the cause. And should it be an issue of, mental health or the need to support them, you know, with their families
sure.
and things.
Sure.
You know, there's always a, you know, I talk a lot about this. There's a mental or a emotional route to your physical ailment
sure.
sometimes.
Yeah.
So getting them into the social services, maybe seeing what some of those things are going on, because your mind can really... It's mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
It all kind
of
goes
a lot of times you can talk yourself. You might accidentally be talking yourself into or maybe out of pain. Is that what
absolutely.
You're saying?
Absolutely.
Can be done.
I mean, absolutely. And I think that's where, you know, if you can address some of the things in turmoil, the stress can do a lot to your body. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's where it goes back to the insurance helpers, you know, take away that stress so it doesn't add to the additional pain that they may be suffering from already.
We've been talking mainly physical pain. You mentioned also you do some you work on migraine help and that kind of stuff, right?
Yes, yep.
How does that work?
He does some occipital nerve blocks.
Really?
So he does injections like in the back of your head there too.
How much of that do you see?
Quite a bit.
Is that right?
Yeah, we've done at least 4 or 5 cases, and then I've got some referrals that I'm going to be scheduling when he gets back to.
We're talking again here with Emily Rush, Aaron Fields, and Michelle Ward from the Fairfield Memorial Hospital, from the Pain Center, and I've been learning just a ton on this on this stuff here, and the surprising, well, I got to tell you, Emily, one of the surprising things to me is how quick you can get it done. Get the process can work.
Mm-hmm.
Is that typical?
You said
we're a little faster than most people. Is that right, Aaron?
I would say so.
You never know.
They're awesome. We are above average here. I mean,
I know you are.
We're talking our local hospital.
Absolutely
here.
Right.
I mean, honestly, like, you know, people think, you know, when they go, some people think bigger is better.
Yeah.
I
it's not
to
exactly,
tell you,
is it?
That's not truly the case.
Yeah.
When these people come in, we know these people. We care about them. We're going to get them relief as quickly as we possibly can.
We know them, their family, their family's family.
If somebody calls, what number they need to call to find out more information on this?
618-842-2082.
2082
mm-hmm.
for the pain center.
Yep.
Okay. And if they want to call for just general information, you need to call what number? The 2611 number or what?
2611, or they can contact me direct at my extension.
Since I have you here for just another moment, and I forgot to record the first part of the program, tell me a little bit about Thursday's event again.
Okay.
I can't believe I forgot to record it.
Oh, poor Bruce. He's having a tough
Bruce
time
today. It's
Monday.
It's a Monday.
All day long.
So the Senior Health Fair is Thursday the 19th from 4 to 6 p.m. We're serving dinner afterwards. The Pain Center will be there to answer questions for those individuals.
Free shots?
Not so much.
No, they'll be doing some education.
Okay.
We're not going to be shooting anybody up.
Good.
No
demonstration?
No demonstration,
but we do have reduced rate labs going. We do have Senior Life Solutions going to be there. Lots of specialties within the facility that Speak to Seniors will be there.
Wonderful.
So.
Well, you see, now, I guess that's my last question. She's talking about senior fair stuff. What kind of age group do you see? Does pain affect most ages group, or what are you seeing,
age group.
Aaron? Really?
Every age group, yes.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't see pediatrics. I know, so 18 and above.
18 and above. Mm-hmm. I'll be doggone.
And we've seen the range of it so far.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, ladies, I really do appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much
today.
For letting us come out.
Well, it sounds like a program that is a vital importance to our hospital out here, right?
Yes.
Thanks again, ladies. Appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Thank
That's
you.
Emily Rush, Aaron Fields, and Michelle Ward out here. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Appreciate you listening and appreciate you tuning in on AM 1390 WFIW FM Fairfield. Back tomorrow.